This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The three R's. When I was a kid in school, that referred to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Today, we'll learn about a different set of R's that are being applied to the world of horses. Rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome. Those are the goals of a remarkable enterprise which is helping to save and benefit horses in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Karen Everhart is executive director of the nonprofit organization Rainbow Meadows Equine Rescue and Retirement, which she co-founded with her husband Dave. Karen and Dave are from the Wichita area originally. Karen said she was the proverbial horse-crazy girl who spent summers with horses on her family's farm in southeast Kansas. She met and married Dave, who would spend 38 years in military service. Karen became a medical administrator but never forgot her love of horses. In 1981, she purchased the first horse of her own, a golden Palomino mare named Rainbow. Over time, she added to her horse herd. In 2005, she retired from her health administrator position and purchased a ranch in Chautauqua County. People would contact me about some horse that was abandoned or in a kill pen and say, "Could you help this horse?" Karen said. Within 4 months, her horse herd doubled from 10 to 20. It was clear there was a need. In September 2005, Rainbow Meadows Equine Rescue and Retirement was incorporated as a 501c3 organization. It can now receive tax-deductible donations. The organization is named Rainbow Meadows in honor of Karen's first beloved horse. "Since that time, we've worked harder than we ever did in our professional lives," Karen said with a smile. "We appreciate our wonderful, caring volunteers," she said. The goal is to rescue horses, mules, and donkeys which are at risk. These equine are rehabilitated and, where appropriate, adopted out to caring homes. There are two types of intake to the program. One is horses from horse owners who find themselves unable to care for their equines due to circumstances such as illness, changed family situations, or otherwise. "We can be a first responder for the horses," Karen said. The second type of intake, much less common, is receiving horses through a sheriff's or police department when the horses are legally seized due to abuse or neglect of the animals. Karen and Dave's daughter earned her master's degree at K-State, met her future husband, and eventually settled in the Manhattan area. When grandchildren were born, Karen and Dave wanted to be closer to them. "I told the board of directors that we wanted to move closer to Manhattan, so maybe it was time to close Rainbow Meadows," Karen said. The board said, "You're welcome to relocate, but we want this to continue," she said. After a long search for property, Karen found and bought the place where Rainbow Meadows is today. "God opened the door to this place," Karen said. It's located along Highway 77, 8 miles south of Junction City, and north of the rural community of Woodbine, population 157 people. Now that's rural. "This is a mission. This is a ministry," Karen said. "These abused horses don't deserve the kind of treatment they've received." Since its founding, Rainbow Meadows has assisted in rescuing hundreds of horses. In addition to having horses which are adopted out, Rainbow Meadows offers a horse retirement program where owners can provide monthly support for their horses to come to Rainbow Meadows and live out their days in safety and comfort. In support of this work, a fundraising gala is held each year. In 2023, the gala will be held at Rock Springs Ranch on the evening of April 1. For more information about the gala or about Rainbow Meadows, go to www.rainbowmeadowsranch.com. The three R's. In this case, the three R's refer to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome, which are the goals of Rainbow Meadows Equine Rescue and Retirement. We commend Karen and Dave Everhart and all those involved with this remarkable organization, which is making a difference in the lives of horses and horse owners. They are doing rescue really right. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.